The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a story about St. Therese of the Child Jesus, who was a Carmelite cloistered nun in France. You know, the Carmelites, they focus a lot on mental prayer. And mental prayer meant that they would be in the chapel, sometimes for hours during the day, in silent prayer. Well, the story goes that as St. Therese would be praying in the chapel with the rest of the nuns in her community, there was one nun who had nasal problems, and she would breathe very loudly in the chapel, in and out, in and out. At first, Therese of the Child Jesus got very, very annoyed at this nun. She was elderly, the nun with the breathing problem. And so she would lose her peace. She would allow her peace to be taken from her in the chapel, and she would not be able to pray as the nun breathed in and out, annoyingly. And so eventually, to make peace with herself and with the situation, Therese of the Child Jesus found a technique so as not to let her peace be taken from her. She began to pray according to the rhythm of the nun's breathing. And there she found peace. How many times do we allow our peace to be robbed from us by the devil, by our own selves, by situations, by petty things, by people? Oh, it's very easy. But the thing is, we have to be greater than that. Therese of the Child Jesus found a solution by praying according to the nun's breathing, a very practical way. But we have to find practical solutions like that in our own lives. Otherwise, the beam that's in our eye gets bigger and bigger and bigger as we try and pick out the faults of other people, or we allow these petty things. And often, let's face it, they're petty. Oh, he looked at me at the wrong way. Oh, he responded in the wrong tone of voice. Oh, he chews this way. No, it's petty, petty, petty things. These little splinters in other people, that they don't annoy the person, they annoy us more than anyone else. And as we allow these little splinters to annoy us, our beam gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Or in other words, we get blinded all the more to the goodness of the other person, to our own goodness, and ultimately to the goodness of God. St. Therese found a very practical way to respond to something that annoyed her. What about us? Can we be as big as the little flower? Can we be big as the greatness that our God is? We have to find techniques. And one of the techniques that we can use is silence. Our first reading talks so very practically and yet so well about silence. If we can discipline ourselves exteriorly, well, then we can learn to discipline ourselves interiorly, no? Because as Jesus says in the gospel, What's inside is reflected by our actions, by our speech, by the externals of how we live. If we can learn to be still, if we can learn to be quiet inside, that will be reflected through an aura of peace that will be about us. It will be reflected in the way we live and even practically through our faces. You know, I always get in trouble because they say I always have a frown on my face. But we have to be bigger than that. We have to be as big as God. What does Jesus say in the gospel? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. We can be like God if we allow our disposition to change to become more Christ-like. And an aid to this is silence. And with regards to silence, what better way to be silent than to be in the presence of God? And here's a segue to the campaign we're having this weekend. Don't worry, it's not about money. It's about time. Spending time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. I have here the figures, huh? In our parish, we have, I think, Father Ed says 1,600, somebody said 1,200. Well, I'm going to meet in the middle. We have roughly 1,200 families registered here at Jesus, our risen Savior. That's families, huh? Sorry, 1,400, that's my number. 1,400 families here at our risen Savior. And out of the 1,400 families, and that's not people, huh? So what would be a family? Let's say a family is three people. We have over We have what? 3,000 to 4,000 people in our parish, huh? And out of the 3,000 or 4,000 people we have in our parish, listen to this. I can't believe it. It's very shameful. Only 55 people have signed up for an hour of adoration in our chapel. I can't believe it. Out of 3,000 to 4,000 people in our parish, only 55 people have signed up for an hour of adoration. So out of the 168 hours, I did the math beforehand, 7 times 24. Out of the 168 hours in the week, only 75 of those hours are covered. And those 75 hours are covered only by 55 people. That means some people are taking on 2 hours of adoration. What's wrong with that picture? If we truly believe that Jesus is there in the chapel waiting for us, and we have the code to the adoration chapel, why aren't we there? Huh? How much time do we spend on our phones? How much time do we spend doing grocery shopping? How much time do we make ourselves looking pretty or handsome? And yet we can't spend an hour during the week. Huh? Jesus. We always, and that's the perfect place to be silent, to be still, to be transformed into our master. If we're our disciples, we have to train ourselves. We have to be with the master if we want to be like Jesus. No, doesn't that make sense? It's a spiritual radiation therapy, I guess you'd call it. No, the more time you spend with the Lord, the more he grows on you. Not like a cancer, but like God. The more Christ-like we become. Families, if you're having problems, no? Spouses, if you're having problems, the best therapy that you can use is not to get a counselor, I think, but in my opinion, is to pray together. What better place to pray together than in the chapel? Parents, with your children, no? If you want to discipline them, if you want to wean them away from their cell phones, well, then go to the chapel together as a family. Collect your children's cell phones and spend time with Jesus and allow him to bless your family, to bless your relations with one another. And there, allow yourselves to be transformed into Jesus together. The family that prays together stays together. And yes, it's good, very, very good to pray at the home, but what better place to pray together as a family than in the chapel? Again, I've said this before, the solution is at our fingertips, no? If we have relationships that are struggling, if we have problems in our marriage, in our relationships, well then what are we doing to try and resolve these things? Or do we just allow these tiny splinters to become big gaps of separation and disunite us? No, and we allow ourselves to get, our beams to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, instead of allowing, you know, I guess this can be a spiritual chemotherapy, we can call it in the chapel, no? As chemotherapy makes cancers grow smaller and smaller and smaller, well, the spiritual chemotherapy that we can have with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament allows those things that divide us to get smaller and smaller and smaller and be eliminated. Jesus is there, brothers and sisters, and often I see that the chapel is empty. No, we have the numbers. It's easy. All we have to do is sign up for an hour. It's going to be hard to begin with, no? To stick another obligation, if we can call it that, an obligation onto your weekly calendar, to your schedule. It's going to be harder and harder and harder. It's going to be hard at the beginning, I mean. No? But then eventually, once you get the hang of it, no, with prayer, it's when you stop that you begin to crave it. And so I invite you after Mass, you know, there's that table in the back, to sign up for an hour. It's not a lifetime commitment. Huh? Try it out. Sign up for an hour and see the benefits of this therapy that's free. All you need is the code, and the code is 1234STAR. There you have it. Huh? You have no excuse now not to go in. Huh? In the beginning it might be hard, but it becomes easier and easier and easier, and eventually to the point that you'll crave that time, that date with our Lord. No? But you have to be persevering. You have to, I'm going on vacation. And then once you get home, you go on vacation, you forget, I had that hour to do. No? Jesus is there. He loves us so much. He wants to change us. He wants to transform us. But we have to act on our part, no? To go, to press the code and to sit there in silence. It's so hard to be silent. There are so many voices calling out to us. There's so many text messages, so many calls. No? And it feels good to receive a text message. It feels good to receive a call because why? Oh, I'm needed. Oh, somebody knows that I'm alive. Oh, somebody wants to talk to me. But somebody far greater than that person who sent you that text message or that phone call wants to be with you. And it's Jesus there in the Blessed Sacrament, exposed, waiting, longing for you to be there. There's that phrase from the Gospel of John. With longing I have been longing. Jesus talks about the Last Supper. With longing I have been longing to eat this meal with you, he says to his disciples. And that same phrase holds true for Jesus in the monstrance there. With longing, he is longing for us to spend time with him. So, brothers and sisters, I invite you to go and maybe sign up for that hour and just try it out. And I can guarantee you, if you do it correctly, if you pray and you actually be present to Jesus and allow Jesus to be present to you in the monstrance there, you won't regret it. But you will be transformed more like our Master into a better disciple. Amen.